Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
So what all are in these bags?
Pajamas and then like iTunes cards and toys.
That's like Samantha Eddington. She's rummaging around in a couple of stuffed full bags she's brought today to the Children's Hospital at Providence Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage. A couple of years ago, Samantha started her own nonprofit organization called Children Helping Children in Alaska. And since then, she's hosted craft fairs and garage sales to raise money for the things in those bags, toys of all sorts for the boys and girls who are patients here.
On each toy, I have like stickers kind of made up that say Children Helping Children and have the logo.
Samantha says it was a personal loss that prompted her to start Children Helping Children in Alaska.
There was a girl at our church that was the same age as me, and she had cancer and died. And so I wanted to know what I could do to help. So I came in and asked what everybody needs, and so it just kind of started with whatever they needed I would bring in.
My name is Bonnie Hyers, and I'm a child life specialist here at Providence Hospital.
Hyers is Samantha's contact at the hospital.
She's a pretty dynamic young lady. She started about a year or so ago, and she's actually continued the donations coming in. Typically, we get kind of a one-time donation, so this is pretty impressive for her to start everything and get it going and make this happen.
Since Samantha is only 14, and for privacy reasons, she doesn't give the toys to the kids herself, but she says she hopes her donations let the kids in the hospital know there are people thinking of them and wishing them well. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.